This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host here, Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining us here today. And it is Friday, and we're going to wrap up this sermon that started this week entitled The False Prophet. Our text for this eye-opening sermon is in Revelation chapter 13. Verse 11 says, I saw another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb and spoke like a dragon. We understand the symbolism. We know what this means. This is a false prophet. Not only that, chapter 19, verse 20, the Bible calls him that false prophet. He's not going to pretend to be a devil. He's going to pretend to be a Christian. I think he's going to say he is Elijah, because as we read here in verse 13, it says he performs signs so that he even makes fire come down from heaven on earth in the sight of men. Now, if you have a good Bible, you'll see a footnote right there that says 1 Kings 18:38, or maybe 2 Kings chapter 2, first couple verses there. Why? Because that's the last man who's ever done those things. Elijah did them. James and John in the New Testament wanted to do them. When they were mad at the Samaritans, they said, Lord, do you want us to call fire down out of heaven like Elijah did? And Jesus said, you do not know what manner of spirit you are. No one will call down fire from heaven again until the false prophet. And when he does it, he's going to deceive billions. Verse 14, he deceives those who dwell on the earth by the signs which were granted to him to do, including, that is, that's going to be calling fire down out of heaven, and it's going to be by apparently having the power to give life to something. That's verse 15. He was granted power to give life. See, I don't make this stuff up. This is what the Word of God says. New King James has breath. The Greek word pneuma means spirit. It's a proper name for the Holy Spirit. Hagios pneuma, Holy Spirit, spirit or breath. He was granted power to give breath to the image of the beast. Image is the word icon. It's an exact representation of an original. It's never the original. It's the representation of the original. Like Jesus himself. We read in Colossians 1:15, he is the icon of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. He is the icon of God the Father. Like the reflection of the sun on the water is the icon. Likewise, this thing is the icon. It's the icon, the image of the beast. Like when Jesus said, whose image and inscription is this? They said, Caesar's. It's an exact representation, like John F. Kennedy on a 50-cent piece or George Washington on a $1 bill. Is the image of the beast going to be an exact representation of an original? Wow, what a study this is. That's where we're at here, Revelation chapter 13. We're going to wrap this up here today. I invite you to come out to Island Community Church on Sunday morning at 10:30. We're moving on in this book. We will be in chapter 14, perhaps even chapter 15 this week. I believe we're going to be up to the new heavenly Zion, which I believe is up. I believe that's in heaven. You know there's two Mount Zions? That's for another day. You'll hear that on the radio here coming up. In the meantime, I just want you to get your mind around this and listen to this. If you'd like a copy of this sermon, write to me, Paul at WMIEFM.com. I'll send you the copy, or I'll mail you the disc, obviously free of charge, whatever it takes. I just want you to hear this and have this whole CD here in your possession. Here is the last part of this message. Once again, Sunday morning, 10:30, Island Community Church is at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. Wednesday, we'll be starting the Book of Daniel this coming Wednesday. More on that, should the Lord tarry, more on that next week. Here's the last part of this message now, the false prophet.
Money or prestige can help you. Verse 16, he causes all, small and great, rich, the great and the rich, you see that? The great and the rich, the great and the rich. He causes all, small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their forehead. Big deal, you force poor people to do this, I'm sure, a little easier. But the mark of the beast will come to the great and the rich. You can't buy your way out of this, I don't care who you are. Mark Zuckerberg, Warren Buffett, Tim Cook, Bill Gates, or Donald Trump. You can't buy your way out of this. This is not for the little people. This is for all the people. You're going to have to worship someone. Oh, it might be the devil, or it might be the Lord. But you're going to have to serve somebody. There's no way around this. Number 8, the false prophet will issue the mark of the beast. Verse 16, he causes all, small, great, rich, poor, free, and bond, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their forehead. Verse 17, we see one of the main reasons for the mark, other than pledging allegiance, so that no one can buy or sell. Except, that's what the word save means, except, save he that has the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. The mark of the beast is an economic mark to do business. Number 9, the false prophet will deceive over 2 billion people. You know, you can change some of this. In your own little way, in your own little world. And it's not that little, because God cares about the one. He leaves the 99 to go after the one too. You can change this. Your head right now is ready to explode this morning with the saving knowledge of the truth. Am I right? Look, the Apostle Paul's enemy said this about him. We have found this man to be a plague. I encourage you, church, go and do likewise. Let God use you in these end of days to spread the truth of his word to others. I expect you to be alive and around during this time. The knowledge you have right now is priceless. Okay, lastly, number 10, God commands me to solve the mystery of his number. God commands me. He doesn't ask me. He doesn't say you can do this in your spare time if you'd like. He commands me to solve the mystery of his number. In Greek, it's an imperative. Do this. Verse 18, here's wisdom. Let him who has understanding calculate. It's the word psephisato in the imperative. Meaning get out your pen or your pencil with a big eraser and go figure it out. Let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast. For it is the number of a man. And his number is 666. Now, in Greek, The Greek text doesn't have, and his number is 666. But it does it in ways that you and I can remember from school. You know, like in a football, you know, football, what Super Bowl is this? Let's say it's Super Bowl 52. How do they put that on TV? If this is Super Bowl 52, what would you see on the television screen? L-I-I. Super Bowl 52. Well, that's what they did with this. It doesn't say 666. It says his number is Chi Xi Stigma. That's what's in the Greek. This is where this is pronounced C-H. Like Christos. This is a Z. Chi Xi Stigma. What would we do in Roman numerals? I'll tell you. That would be DC, 600, right? D is 500, C is 100. LX, 60. What would be the last one? They call that Roman numerals, right? That's how it's written in the original manuscripts. Go and calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. One translation says it's the number of man. There is no indefinite article in Greek. There is no letter A in Greek. It's implied. But there is no indefinite article. So sometimes you don't know if the writer meant it is the number of a man or if it's the number of man. And his number is Chi Xi Stigma. 666. In Roman numerals, it would look something like that. At the right time, we'll have the understanding and we'll be able to figure that out. When the time has come to understand it, we will understand it. One translation reads this way. Wisdom is needed to understand this. Let him that has understanding solve the number of the beast. For it is the number of a man. I like that. Solve. Solve his number. At the proper time, again, wisdom, insight from God, a person will be able to solve that equation that's on that board. Now, knowing this in the first century, that this name here spelled it something like this. Does anyone know who that is? In Greek, it's Neron Kaiseros. It's Nero. Nero's name added up to 616. So, one famous Bible scribe, a copyist copying Greek manuscripts, changed his manuscript to 616. That's why you'll read it in the footnotes of some Bibles, a King James, New King James Bible, you'll read in there, some manuscripts say 616. Because one overzealous scribe thought Nero was the Antichrist. And he changed his text, what he had, and changed it to 616. Not only was he wrong, but he lost his soul in the process by altering the word of God. Alter the word of God, lose your soul. At the right time, you and I will be able to solve the mystery of the number of the beast.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. all truth.